8 minutes to 8. Adam's back with more business news.
Thanks, Gavin. Yesterday, the International Monetary Fund upgraded its growth prediction for the global economy. Its latest World Economic Outlook predicted growth of 3.2% this year compared to a 3% prediction in July. That, it said, was because the shock from the Trump administration's trade policy had been modest so far. By the way, the Irish GDP growth was predicted to be 9.1% this year compared to a prediction of 2.3% in April. Danny Hewson is Head of Financial Analysis at AJ Bell. She joins us on the line now. We should mention the big asterisk here, Danny, with this report. It was drawn up before US trade tensions reignited, which obviously could have a huge bearing on that growth figure.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, a lot of this data is backward looking. And I think even before we had the reignition of the tensions between the United States and China, which had a massive impact on Wall Street, US markets overnight on Friday, and also through to Asian markets on Monday, there is also a big question mark about the fact that have we really seen the full impact of tariffs on the global economy? There was an awful lot of front loading, which went on at the start of the year. So we've seen growth in a lot of countries looking far more robust at the start of the year when they were really hustling to try and get stuff over to US markets, but then beginning to taper off towards the back end of the year. Now, of course, we haven't seen as much retaliation from some places like the EU, which has assisted in lessening the impact of those tariffs, but there are still big question marks.
Within the figures as we have them, the US and China very much the ones fueling global growth. The IMF's prediction for Europe, pretty anemic, slightly better for the UK though, but still not blockbuster.
No, absolutely not blockbuster at all. Look, you know, these global economies have really been powered by growth in the United States and China. So any particular spat which could accelerate between those two countries will then have a knock-on to that growth in the UK and the EU, which, as you say, is already looking anemic. You know, we do need now to consider the fact that bigger cap companies have been able to navigate these tariff issues a lot more adeptly than some of the smaller companies, and it's those smaller companies which are the lifeblood of economies in the UK, Ireland, and of course the rest of the EU.
Of course, a big part of that US growth figure comes from the booming stock market at the moment and a huge investment in AI. I see the Financial Times today talking about $1 trillion of investment from OpenAI alone for the next couple of years. The IMF has joined the chorus of voices warning about high stock valuations and over-concentration of investment. Is it also saying that there's an AI bubble like so many others have said?
I think that is the big question that markets are really watching at the moment. You can't look at this increase in valuation. I mean, I was just looking at AMD and Oracle, a couple of the companies which have been in the news this week because of deal making. They've seen their shares rise 80% this year. That is an astonishing rise in terms of market cap. And the kind of deals that we're seeing, I think that is one of the reasons that a lot of investors and market watchers are getting a bit nervous, because you've got a lot of incestuousness going on here. OpenAI investing in Oracle, Oracle investing in NVIDIA, NVIDIA investing in OpenAI, and so it goes.
Yeah, a lot of money seems to be passing in a circle around different tech companies at the moment. Danny Hewson, Head of Financial Analysis at AJ Bell, thank you very much for that. More business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.